Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. I think we're going to start things out here tonight, Mark, with a little bit of hate mail. You'd mentioned to me before the program that you had something you wanted to share. I guess you've been going back and forth with somebody. I actually had some hate mail I was holding on to, so maybe we'll get to them both. Because we haven't done hate mail in a while on the show. We don't really get hate mail very often on Free Talk Live.
Not too much, no.
And what's interesting is when we do get somebody who is really critical of the show, it's not anybody coming at us from necessarily another political viewpoint.
Right. Generally not a Democrat or a Republican writing us.
I don't remember ever getting anything from a Democrat or a Republican just going off on us. I mean, I just don't recall that. Now and then we'll get the occasional warmonger call the show and we'll go head to head with them on the air. But as far as emails are concerned, I just don't recall getting anything like that, because number one, we just don't get hate mail very often, and of the hate mail that we do get, it's usually from the Fringer community.
Yeah, generally.
Those seem to be the people that we irritate the most.
Yeah, if we put all the hate mail that we've ever gotten into bar graphs, and you called people that, you know, basically people that are upset that we don't think that 9/11 is an inside job, or that even if we did think that, it's not that we don't get on the air and talk about it very much. I don't know what happened on 9/11. I'm not sure. I don't care very much.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I feel bad for those 3,000 people that died. I absolutely do. But, you know, I don't think that there's a lot to be gained by finding out.
But it bothers them that we aren't busy spending our time interviewing people about these kind of, well, kooky topics. Now, of course, you can call about anything, but when the Fringers tend to call in, they don't get us. We're not their lapdogs, you know. We're not going to just nod yes and agree with them.
We get them for a couple of reasons. Either they're mad because we've, somehow said that, you know, something that we don't agree in some way, or they're confused and think they're calling the show, calling some other show, and they end up here because we're on with some shows that do just that.
Well, let me tell you, this guy is mad. His name is Brian, and he emails saying, "Free Talk Live or Air America? You tell me the difference." Well, we could start there if we wanted to.
Right. There's a huge difference.
Pretty big difference. The people on Air America are, from my understanding, and I've not listened to all their programs. In fact, I will leave Lionel out of this comment because I think Lionel's real talent. Lionel's one of the shows on Air America, but the rest of them I'm not sure about. My general understanding from what I've heard in the industry is that the Air America product tends to be a kind of lefty version of all of the typical right conservative shows. So essentially, instead of promoting the so-called conservatives in the Republican Party, they're promoting the liberals and the Democratic Party. And from what I hear, they're worse than Rush Limbaugh and that sort of thing because they're just not as entertaining. Mm. Now, Lionel, on the other hand, is I think he's their shining star. But then again, he's not really a liberal. Lionel's more. I would say Lionel, at least back when I used to listen to him.
He claims to be a libertarian.
When I listened to him, he claimed that. I don't know what he claims today. I'm sure he claims to be a progressive today because that's
sometimes
his format.
He usually says he doesn't know what that means.
Yeah, that would figure that he would say something like that. So Lionel accepted. We are nothing like Air America. Anyway, Brian says, seriously, let's study our atmosphere and the supposed contrails that are present most days if you care to look up once in a while. Let's talk about fluoride in our water and products, plastic containers
just
for food and drinks,
bispenyl
A.
I don't know what bispenyl A is. And
Sounds like a chemical.
Yeah, the fluoride's been in the water a long time. If there was going to be any real problem, we would have seen it by now. Now, maybe it makes people more docile. I don't know. The evidence is the government's been growing since before they put fluoride in the water. I don't have fluoride in my water. I guess I'm not docile, so one can make the one can make that argument. I didn't grow up with fluoride in the water either because I grew up out on a farm. But you know, I don't know about this fluoride thing.
You mean
thing.
You don't feel like your mind is less controlled up here since there's no fluoride in the water?
You know, I've had fluoride in the water. I've not had fluoride in the water. I don't know. I feel like, you know, the times that I felt like I'm at my most brilliant, yes, I've been living in areas that had fluoride in the water. So
really?
Yeah, I had more time to think. Well, so, but as far as contrails go, they've changed jet engines relatively, you know, within the past decade or so. Some things have changed. Somebody called in and told us this. I don't know much about jet engines. But somehow they've changed, and so what they've changed the quality of the contrail that they put out. So, yes, they're different than they were when you were a kid. But that doesn't really mean anything.
Right.
They look a little different.
Right. Just because you look up and you see clouds spreading in the sky after an airplane doesn't mean that they're poisoning.
They've always done that.
Right. But it's people like Brian here, this emailer, that are just obsessed. Essentially, their hobby is to discover everything that's killing them. Their hobby is to find out what chemicals are where and then crow it from the rooftops as though they're somehow either controlling their mind or shortening their lifespan or poisoning.
Do you think he smokes cigarettes?
I don't know.
Chance, you know, the possibility.
He says, let's look into how wonderful soy really isn't. And what does it and what it does to boys and girls? Let's talk about mercury, arsenic, lead, nuclear waste products, factory farms, the ingredients in soap products, everything that is derived from petrochemicals, vaccines. How about a radiation in our foods? GMO foods. 99% of processed food contains it, and it's worse than you think.
And hold on, I mean, he mentions vaccines. I didn't vaccinate my child. What are we disagreeing on here?
Most of the stuff. How about air pollution?
But it just shows he doesn't listen.
Air pollution via cell phones and towers. Didn't you know that electromagnetic waves are
eating
polluting
holes in your brain?
The air, but no, he says air pollution via cell phones. What? Electromagnetic waves? Cell phones are just radio transmitters, man. Are you saying that all radio transmitters are air polluters? What is he even saying here? How about supposed natural flavors in food products? Oh, they are not natural. Do the research.
Yes, they are.
Do
everything
the research.
That exists is natural.
Do the research.
What'd it do? Come from Mars? It's natural.
Do the research on Splenda, aspartame, MSG, high fructose, etc. How about pharmaceuticals in our water? And I would go on for hours and hours. And the fact is that the world we live in is scary. Scarier than you or I truly know. And I believe it's intentional. There comes a point in time when it's not just business as usual, when accidents that happen over and over again are not minor missteps. When incompetence is a cover for an agenda. See, Mark, the government's really not incompetent. They're just pretending to be incompetent because they have an evil master plan.
Well, no, the government's always going to be incompetent because they don't have the right incentives, the marketplace. They don't have incentives provided by the marketplace. They have incentives provided by greed and power.
They just don't know. BS! They do know! When you ban real milk, real farms, healthy alternatives, and push for Codex Alimentarius, while saying there are too many people, the agenda becomes clear. Our immune systems have been compromised, and they don't want us to find cures.
We're living longer than we've ever lived before.
Well, in the recorded human history, yes.
Why don't they stop giving us antibiotics? That would throw us back into the Middle Ages.
The already global world economy is going to be intentionally collapsed for an agenda, and healthy, prosperous, sentient people are not invited to this fight. So, do the research and start really scrutinizing everything around you. We're being hit from every...
paranoid.
That's right. Because in this man's world, everything around him is a plot to destroy his life. Everything around him is something sinister. Behind every bush, there's some man in black peeking out. Around every corner is somebody in a limousine with tinted out windows. Around, every bend is a black helicopter. I mean, in this guy's world, they, whoever they are out to get him, and they're going to get him through the water he drinks, the food he eats, the air he breathes. I mean, it's crazy. How can you live like this? Well, he's still alive. I mean, despite all of the plots against him, he's still alive, and he's still able to dig and do all of the research that he wants to. And he's got a lot more to say, by the way, so we'll continue. So scrutinize, Mark. Scrutinize everything around you. We're being hit from every possible angle at a time when the unnamed real rulers of this world are planning big changes for you and I that we aren't going to like. That's why in the UK, the Guardian is the military. In the UK Guardian, the military is predicting flash mobs. Now, there is no doubt that there are some changes coming that we're not going to like. I mean, that's a very general statement. The government's going to get bigger. It's going to get more intrusive, more oppressive. We don't like that very much on Free Talk Live, but Brian's got some more to share. We'll get to the rest of his email in moments.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute, designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on 2 decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring out whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them away. They include the shrine of female listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. That's AdamEve.com. As we continue here with a little bit of hate mail from Brian. And this is one of these, Brian's one of those people that is just absolutely obsessed with the hidden, or what he believes to be hidden. He believes that there are evil government agents all over the place plotting things like poisoning water.
Well, they aren't necessarily government agents. They're
the world elite.
Yeah, New World Order.
Plotting, you know, poisoning wrestlers. Your water and poisoning your food and trying to shorten your lifespan and to brainwash you, or to rather, to mind control you. I mean, just all over the map. And so after a first paragraph where he just goes into all of the various different things that are supposedly out there slowly killing us, he continues with his paranoid rant. So why would they reduce the population? And they don't need us. They have artificial intelligence. Supercomputers. They already have the cream of the crop of scientists. What they don't need is 5.5 billion useful idiots who, for the most part, can't even see what's right in front of them, who in great numbers can be awakened and pushed to rise up and crush the minority. 500 million is a lot easier to track and trace than 6 billion. See, people like Brian believe that the world elite have a grand scheme to wipe out the vast majority of the world's population. Of course, my challenge to that claim is that, well, why would they want to do that when most of the world is busily working and slaving and toiling away to provide the world elites with the quite nice quality of life they currently enjoy? I mean, the more people that you have on the planet, the better the division of labor,
the cheaper servants are, essentially.
The cheaper services, cheaper products, and the cheaper everything is. And the more services and the more products are available. So by cutting the population down dramatically, you're cutting down the level of luxury that you would have were you to be a world elite. But all that said, they will claim that, well, some of these people, they admitted in their own writings. And you know what? That may be true. That may very well be true. Does that mean it's actually going to happen the way they say it will happen? I don't know. He goes on to say that, and the greater the number, the bigger the chance freak geniuses coming through and mounting a challenge. You have to choose to see what's in front of you. If you don't do your own research, read labels, FDA research data, books, policy papers, bills, UN charters, and Agenda 21, etc., then you alone are to blame for what happens to you, your family, friends, enemies, and all those around you. Because there are big plans by hidden hands who despise you and I, who don't consider them like you and I. They believe they're evolved, well-bred, and we are genetic garbage. Commoners, the general public, general, no defining characteristics that stand out, profane, the walking dead.
Good Lord.
Now, I mean, okay, maybe there's something to that. Maybe the people of the upper crust look down their nose at the commoners. That's certainly a possibility. I'll give him that one.
I think they have throughout the years. Yeah.
I'll give him that one. So he says you better start rallying, looking around you and doing whatever you can to stop this global world domination agenda. Kings and queens did not disappear from this earth. The people who brought us the rack, the brazen bull, etc., are bringing us white phosphorus and active denial systems. Nothing has changed. Psychopaths have gone underground, are actively seeking their own kind to create a world in their distorted image, a playground to go wherever they wish, roped off from the general worker bee population, and use the worker bees, the human resources, to create whatever turns them on. Pyramids, space exploration, statues on the moon. They want to be gods on Earth on the backs of humanity. Any comment on that one, Mark?
I think it does sound like what rich people want to some extent, but they're not going to get there by wiping people out.
Exactly.
I mean, some rich people do want to build a statue of themselves on the moon, I suppose. I mean, I'd like a statue of myself on the moon. I'm not rich. I mean, I think people aspire to be immortal in that way by building things like pyramids.
Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, in order to get a statue built on the moon, you'd have to pay somebody to go and do it, because I can tell you, You know, Baron Rothschild's not going to go up there with a chisel. So he's going to have to hire somebody to go up and do that job, which means that people will have jobs and they'll get paid to go and build the big boats and the big airplanes and all of the wonderful trappings of a rich life. Anyway, he goes on to say that economies presently are human resources inside a border whose worth is in units called GDP, and our economy is in competition with the rest of the world's economies to become more efficient and eventually combine to be the global economy, the perfect beehive. If you don't have a purpose, you are a useless eater. In the future, you will only be born with a function, bred with specific traits for that function. But in the meantime, we'll be taxed and regulated out of existence. Carbon taxes, regulations on everything some control freak can think of, a nose hair length tax, a small left nut tax.
I believe that that is so. You know,
that's evidence.
The government would love to tax anything they can.
Until they control every farm, business, resource, parcel of land, idea, thought, copyright, etc. Well, they're definitely working toward that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they're pretty close. He says, I don't even listen to your show.
Well, that
certainly
took
a
know how to get the the
took
email
a long
address.
Time emailing a show you don't even listen to. I was waiting for Rents to start, and yes, you had a caller who couldn't put a sentence together and who had a hard time making a point, but that doesn't mean you dismiss the idea that the powers that be are going to depopulate the Earth. I don't care what the Bible says. I care what the foundations and CFR write in their policy papers. And when pieced together, it's quite clear what the agenda entails. Problem, reaction, solution. Predictive programming is not art imitating life, foreshadowing, not prophecy. I'm not really sure what it is he's going on about there. But essentially he's saying that he just happened to tune in, heard a few minutes of Free Talk Live, and then just tapped out this lengthy, angry email. And you know what? Maybe it's true that he doesn't listen, because clearly there are some things that we have in common. Clearly there are some common themes. Certainly we're on board with the idea that the government is becoming more intrusive and more oppressive. There's certainly no doubt about that. And yes, those who are in control would like to use their little underlings, the good little citizens, for their own purposes, whether that be to invade Iraq or whether it be to manufacture products or whatever. And there's certainly some truth to the idea that they want a docile kind of worker bee who will just, you know, do what it is that the powers that be want. I'm with him on all of those things. It's just when you get into the speculation areas. It's when you get into the crazy chemical conspiracy theories. It's when you get into speculating that, you know, the world's population is going to be eliminated. People have been speculating on this for a long time. Why is it taking them so long? What are they waiting for? Why not tomorrow? Why not last week? Why not just drop some atomic weapons on some populations? Why not poison some water systems, you know, with some real poison that's going to make people die instead of this slow
ride?
Yeah.
Killing people real slow or whatever.
So it's the crazy speculation that that really gets to me the most. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. How do you deal with the fringers, for lack of a better term, when you come across them in your life? This is Free Talk Live.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
It's now winter. Hello, cold. Hello, Mr. Flu. Oh yeah, welcome aboard the ship of irritating sickness. But wait! Ahoy! The sickness answer! GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Let Life Change Tea battle your yuck so you can have your life back. Bye-bye, cold. Bye-bye, Mr. Flu. And, oh, by the way, you toxins and chemicals. Get the out of here. Feel better? Lose weight? Call us. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. P.S. I've been drinking it for years.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dip rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. They include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March the 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March the 18th. 4 days of action culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March the 21st. For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all.
We're going to have some tickets to give away to this thing at some point, right?
At some point.
Not going to say when yet, though. All right. So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we started the show out tonight by reading an email from Brian, who claims he's not a big listener to the show. In fact, claims he never listens. But yet he took the time to write us a six-paragraph-long email after he listened to apparently about 5 minutes of the show or something like that on one particular night when he was waiting for a kooky old Jeff Rentz to come on the air after us on the network that we're on. And he is upset at us for not towing the conspiracy theory line. This isn't a conspiracy theory show. This is an open format, open call.
We ought to be ashamed of ourselves for that.
Show that encourages you to call in about anything you want. And when it comes to the things we want to talk about, we're more interested in the ideas of freedom and what the awful tangible, concrete things the government is doing. You see, we don't have to engage in wild speculation to know that the government is evil. We don't have to go out there and proffer theories backed up by questionable experts in many cases to try to convince people that the government is whatever it's doing is wrong. We have all of the concrete information that we need. We have all of the evidence we need available in major news sources that is incontrovertible, that proves that government is inefficient and stupid and dangerous and murderous and awful. So we don't have to engage in the conspiracy theory stuff to prove our point. However, it upsets those who believe in the fringe theories. It upsets them that we're not on board with all of their ideas. Now, some of them make sense. The idea that government is trying to control people, yeah, that one I'm with you on.
Mm-hmm.
There's evidence for that. But the idea that the government is trying to kill 80% of the world's population, that's a little speculative. And I'm not here to necessarily speculate. If I'm going to speculate, it's going to be in the safe range. Like, I'll speculate and say that 2009, government will get bigger, more intrusive, and more oppressive than it was in 2008. I'll say that in 2010, it will be bigger, more intrusive, and more oppressive than it was in 2009. But I'm not going to get any more specific than that, because I don't know exactly in what ways they will try to oppress, although it looks like National Service is coming. They're working on that one. But it seems like the difference here is that the fringers like to just speculate wildly about all kinds of things that they just don't really have any solid evidence for. Of course, they'll tell you they've got the evidence. They'll tell you, oh, we've got evidence. But you need to do your research, Mark. See, you need to spend 500 hours of your time uncovering, why it is that MSG is really is more of an evil chemical than regular salt.
Well, it might be bad, but bad for it. It's certainly bad for some people, but is it a government plot is really the question.
Are peanuts a government plot? I mean, peanuts are bad for some people, too.
Shellfish.
The average person can sit down at a Chinese restaurant or a Chinese buffet or whatever and shovel down as much food as they can possibly put in their belly, and they'll be fine, even if it's loaded up with MSG. Some people are awfully sensitive to MSG, and even a little bit of MSG will send them into, some sort of an allergic reaction that would be very detrimental to their health. But to say that just because somebody reacts negatively that it's bad for everybody is kind of silly. And to suggest that everybody needs to sit there and spend their time just poring over all of this conspiracy theory information, I think is counterproductive. In fact, Brian closes
his... It's a waste of time is what it sounds like to me.
I agree with that. Brian closes his email by saying that, well, you should look into what I'm saying and pay attention to what's really being presented, and not the spin being presented for the masses. Do it soon, before the fence is erected around each and every one of us, or just laugh, smirk, and smile while you can, and do nothing. Well, again, clearly, Brian, you really haven't listened to this show. Or at least the portions you listened to you didn't process correctly. Because I would say that Free Talk Live is doing far more than the average talk radio show, number one, is doing far more than the average American to achieve liberty in our lifetime. We've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all converging into the same area in order to be activists for liberty. We've gone and done and engaged in politics. We've run campaigns. We've gone to the, lobbied at the state house.
We've been called immature for this.
We've done civil been involved in civil disobedience, in obviously creating our own media here on this show. We did television programming for a little while here in Keene, New Hampshire. So we've been all over the map doing all manner of things to stop the flow of tyranny, to stem the tide, to turn it around and to go back to liberty. If you feel like you've done something, Brian, that's great. I don't know what they've been. Maybe you've
been a lot of research.
You've done your research, apparently. But what has that really done to achieve freedom? Or is that what you're even interested in? Maybe you just want to stop the world elite. What have you done to stop the world elite? 800-259-9231. That is.
You can't do anything to stop the world elite, so why do anything, right? Except research and talk with your buddies who care.
1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Cameron is on the line in Pennsylvania. Cameron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have two stories here dealing with – I know you've been talking a lot lately about sexting and teenagers having sex and statutory rape. I have two stories dealing with that here I wanted to bring up.
Okay, sure.
The first one is this one out of England. I don't know if anyone has seen this. the couple, the boy is 13, the girl's 15, and they just became parents.
Whoa.
He's 13. They said he hasn't hit puberty yet. You look at the picture, he still looks like he's 8 years old. I mean, this is a pretty messed up situation. And, you know, I mean, that's bad enough. It's a bad enough situation, but it made worse.
Wait, hold on a second. Is anybody being charged in that situation?
No, not in this one. Although this article was up on FARC today, and they were all making the joke, when is the boy going to get charged with statutory rape? But nothing's happened on that front. But apparently the boy's father has fathered 9 children himself, and the girl's family, it's her mother, her father who's unemployed, 5 other kids, and they live off government welfare from the United Kingdom or England, however it works. I don't know.
What a surprise.
And now they're adding this newborn child to the mix as well. So
nice.
That's, well, you know,
more babies means more welfare.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, certainly seems that way. And even all the political stuff aside like that, I mean, it's just a shock. I mean, when she got pregnant, the boy was 12. I mean, the story's just shocking. Go look at the pictures. If you can find the story online, I mean, it's just, here's, you know, this kid doesn't look any more than 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah, I think I did see the picture. I didn't look at the story, but I do believe I saw the cover and or the photo. And, yeah, he does look like a young man. Very, very young.
I mean, it's definitely weird.
Well, I guess he managed to get her done. So what else did you have?
Well, that's, you know, I mean, the joke on FARC was that he got further than most of the people on that website did. the other story is out of Massachusetts from last week or early this week. The Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts was brought a case from Plymouth County, which is actually where I grew up, and in which there was a 14-year-old boy. He slept with, or he did sexual things with 11-year-old and 12-year-old girls. It was all consensual. He was charged with statutory rape. They haven't done the trial yet.
How can you charge somebody who's under 18?
Well,
with statutory
that was the
rape?
Argument. They brought that to the Supreme Judicial Court, and they were like, you know, he's just as much, you know, legally, I mean, he's just the age where he's also a victim as well. And they're saying, you know, because he's a boy, you know, they're charging him, but they're not charging the girls. And, you know, they were saying that, if anything, either none of them should be charged or all of them should be charged. And so I guess the Supreme Court ordered the prosecutor to release his statutory rape statistics so that the defense can prove that he, you know, unnecessarily targets boys, even when they're also under the quote-unquote age of consent. So,
absolutely bewildering. I thank you for the call, bringing those out tonight. 800-259-9231. They are adults, or aren't they? The system can't seem to decide.
Statutory rape's a charge for an adult.
1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on this or whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. And if you like the show, you enjoy the fact that we give the website to you, well, you should pony up. $3 a month for the AMP program. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. And you'll get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, and forum. Plus, you can feel good and know that $3 a month is not going to paychecks. It's going to be reinvested into the show. It is used to promote Free Talk Live, to get us on more radio stations around the country, and to bring more Internet listeners on board with the show. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com if you like the show and you want to get behind us. That's amp.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls about whatever you want, and we talk to Jeremy in Rhode Island. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi. I wanted to talk about the law of stretching. No, I'm just kidding. okay. I heard a few weeks ago, last week, I think, they're talking about hybrid cars and diesel, mostly hybrid cars. And I wanted to mention that, you know, if it wasn't for government regulation, we would have vehicles over here and would have had more vehicles here that get upwards of 45, 50, 70 miles per gallon. If you look at the Volkswagen, the Volkswagen Lupo with a diesel engine, it's about 70 miles per gallon.
Is this a European car?
Yeah. Like, I have a Jetta diesel, a 2000 Jetta diesel. I average about 45 miles per gallon. I have a family member who averages 48 and 03 Jetta diesel at 70 miles per hour in cruise.
May I speculate here onto the reason why this is? Is it because the American government has certain minimum build standards as far as safety is concerned, and so therefore they can't make American cars as lightweight and therefore more dangerous as they are over in Europe?
Well, that's part of, like, with the Volkswagen Lupo, it's a much smaller car. It's comparable to, say, the size of, like, the Geo Metros, but who's going to say the Geo Metro is safe? But,
Safe. I mean, that's the absurdity of it all, is it? No car is safe. You're going at 70 miles an hour down the interstate. If a Mack truck decides to cross over into your lane from the oncoming direction, then it doesn't matter what you're driving.
Some are safer than others.
Now, you're going to die if you're in a car versus a Mack truck. I mean, most likely you will not survive that crash.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not about safety. One of the things, too, is when they go to bring over a car here, They will completely expect, just because the power plant's been changed, they'll expect all this new testing, and because they make like BMWs with diesels, and they're fast, but we won't ever see them here.
Now, so, why is that?
It's the government regulation. The government prevents them from coming here.
So, I mean, is there any specific portion of the government regulation that you're talking about? I'm just curious as to what exactly it is. Do you know?
I don't know, but I mean,
whatever
can
it is,
I say
it's just too costly.
You're
saying it's just too costly if they had wanted to bring that BMW car, the diesel BMW over here. You're saying it's just too costly and it's just not worth doing.
Yeah, well, there's not as much of a financial incentive, I mean, for them to do it, but a lot of it has to do with the government regulation. They just can't bring the car here and go, anyone want to buy it? So
that's unfortunate. Did you have anything
else to share? That was just my 2 cents.
Okay. No. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. I mean, I would like to know a little more as to what exactly it is, because they have brought some cars over here, haven't they? I mean, Volkswagen itself is a foreign brand. A lot of the Japanese brands obviously came here. Is it just that they can only manufacture cars here in the United States? Is it
they bring stuff over. It's just that,
why some things but not others? That's what I want to know.
Probably crash test standards.
That's what I'm guessing. Yeah. They're just not as so-called safe. They're not up to the government's
specs. Well,
they're
not big enough. I mean, you know, the fact is it's going to make, you know, a bigger car handles crash tests better than a little car does.
Right, and if they can't crash test beyond a certain point, then the government just won't allow it.
You know, well, somebody wanted to make sure that all the kiddies are going to be safe and stuff, so we got to have tests and things.
You know, everything in life is involves some level of risk, right? Even if we're just sitting here in the studio, there's a risk that somebody could fly a plane into the house or something like that.
Happened the other night.
Where?
A commuter plane. Crashed into some houses. I can't remember where off the top of my head. Just heard it on the news.
See, we're at risk just sitting here. We're at risk from electrocution from a lightning bolt at any moment because we have headphones on our head. So there's always risk involved in life. And in a true free market environment, you would be free to make all of the risky moves you wanted to. You could take all of the risks you your heart desired. And some of them, well, it might not turn out so well for you. Some of them might be well worth the risk. In the case of driving around, you should be able to make the choice of to say, well, I'd much rather have 70 miles to the gallon and save a whole bunch of money over the time that I own this car, as opposed to having an extra layer of metal between me and whatever it is that might crash into me. I mean, if that's the trade-off is this car has less metal. We made this car out of plastic, and it's going to break into, and you're going to be a bloody mess if you get into an accident. But you'll get 70 miles to the gallon versus you get 23 miles to the gallon, and you'll have a slightly higher chance of surviving the crash. And I really wonder what the difference is. What is the difference between one of these European teeny cars, as far as survival is concerned, compared to, you know, a regular BMW or something like that? How much safer are you, percentage-wise? How much more likely are you to walk away from a car that has more weight to it? I don't know. I don't know what the numbers are, but I should be able to see what those numbers are and to assess them for myself and to make my own decision as to what it is I would like to do. How much risk do I want to take when I'm out on the road? Because just being out on the road is on its own an incredibly risky endeavor. Incredibly risky. That's probably the number one of the top ways that people die in this country. Obviously,
the third.
Heart disease is a big one, and what is
lung.
Lung disease or lung cancer or something like that. But being out on the road is incredibly risky. So if I'm already going to be taking the risk of driving, maybe I'd prefer to have the 70 miles to the gallon. But I can't. And that's what his point was. Because the government is out there saying no. And I think it's wrong. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Should you be allowed to make your own choices for yourself? Are you a big enough boy or girl that you can decide things for yourself?
Apparently not.
Oh, well, that's what the government thinks. 1-800-259-9231. We go to, let's see, who do we have here? Buffalo, New York? I don't know who it is. But if there's somebody there in Buffalo, we'll talk to you. Hello? No. Okay. 800-259-9231. He was just telling me Buffalo for some reason. All right, so.
Oh, that's where the plane must have crashed.
Oh, like the plane...
Plane that we were just talking about.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, was that the one with the lady from 9/11? There was some sort of news article about the one of the survivors.
The conspiracy theorists, by the way, are already out in mass on that one.
Oh, I bet they are. What's the deal with that, Mark? It's the lady is the wife of somebody who died on 9/11?
Yes. And she was somehow connected to finding out the truth about 9/11, so, you know, it must have been a Bilderberg thing.
Uh-huh. So, right, so they just waited for the right moment when she happened to be up in the skies instead of taking her out years ago, because it's been now 8 years almost since 9/11.
And they had to kill 30 people in the process and make it in part of a very important... I mean, every plane crash gets news. Every murder doesn't. Every
That's true.
Person that chokes on a chicken bone does not. So if they wanted to make it... you know, surreptitious and hide it from ever someone. Why didn't she just have a heart attack in her sleep?
Yeah, I mean, they could have bumped her off.
Though they have all these scientists out there, they could just give her some kind of, you know, poison that no one's ever heard of that would just, she has a heart attack and, you know, in her sleep and that's it. It's not news. However, they had to make a big splash so that the people out there that know will know to keep their mouths shut.
Yes, if you question too much, they'll target you and your family and you will be killed. That's what they'd like you to believe, at least. The conspiracy crowd would like you to believe that. So this lady was related to somebody who died in the 9/11 attacks, and she's been sort of questioning the government. She wants the whole story, that kind of thing. But she's not the only one. She's not the only survivor. She's not the only family member of a survivor that would like the whole story. I mean, we know that for a fact. The Downsize DC, Jim Babko over at Downsize DC was talking about there's a handful of mothers, at the very least, and probably far more than that would like to know what the whole story is. It would like to get all of the answers from the government. I mean, look, I don't know what the truth is about 9/11, and as we talked about earlier in the hour, I don't really care. It doesn't really matter to me. What matters to me is that the people in search of power be stopped, whoever they are, wherever they are. That's what I'm most concerned with, not about the true story behind 9/11. But then again, I wasn't touched directly by it. I could imagine that if somebody I loved died in that attack, that I'd be pretty, you know, I'd be pretty obsessed over knowing what the truth was. I could understand why somebody would feel that way. But why did they only attack this one woman? Was she more powerful than all of the other people that want answers? Come on. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up whatever you want. Hour number two is on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into a perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.